This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is laying out his rationale for calling off U.S. military strikes against Iran Thursday night. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out.
I said, how many people are going to be killed?
And tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, U.S. airlines have been told to avoid Iran's airspace after the shooting down of a U.S. drone. As Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, some European and Asian airlines are following the Americans' lead.
Late Thursday, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration banned American carriers from the area. KLM, Lufthansa, Qantas, and British Airways, among others, to follow suit voluntarily. On Friday morning, online flight trackers showed planes skirting the forbidden zone, among them aircraft from Malaysian Airlines. It is still scarred by the shooting down of one of its planes over Ukraine in 2014. That is not the only historic precedent for caution. In 1988, a U.S. warship shot down an Iranian airliner over the Gulf in what Washington said was an accident. Now avoiding the region means canceling or rerouting hundreds of flights a day.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday night into Saturday.